But what the hell, I'd probably be gone come January 15th anyway. By Christmas of 1967 I might be in Phu Bai, keeping the place warm for Deary. October, I said. Put it on my jacket right around Columbus Day. I've got it on my jacket and some sweatshirts, Skip said. All that stuff's in my room. I'll show it to you if you want. Deary, still looking down at the floor and red to the roots of his hair, was shaking his head monotonously back and forth. I've got it on a couple of my sweatshirts, too, Ronnie said. I'm no peacenik, but it's a cool sign. I like it. Tony DeLuca said he also had one on the back of a sweatshirt. Lenny Doria told Ebersole and Gerritsen he had doodled it on the end papers of several different textbooks. It was on the front of his general assignments notebook as well. He'd show them if they wanted to see. Billy Marchant had it on his jacket. Brad Witherspoon had inked it on his freshman beanie. The beanie was in the back of his closet somewhere, probably beneath the underwear he'd forgotten to take home for his mom to wash. Nick Prouty said he'd drawn peace signs on his favorite record albums, MC5's Kick Out the Jams and Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders. You ain't got any mind to bend, Dinkleballs, Ronnie muttered, and there was laughter from behind cupped hands. Several others reported having the peace sign on books or items of clothing. All claimed to have done this long before the discovery of the graffiti on the north end of Chamberlain Hall. In a final surreal touch, Hugh stood up, stepped into the aisle, and hiked the legs of his jeans so we could see the yellowing athletic socks climbing his hairy shins. A peace sign had been drawn on both, with the laundry marker Mrs. Brennan had sent to school with her baby boy. It was probably the first time the fucking thing had been used all semester. So you see, Skip said when show and tell was over, it could have been any of us. Deary slowly raised his head. All that remained of his flush was a single red patch over his left eye. It looked like a blister. Why are you lying for him? He asked. He waited, but no one answered. Not one of you had a peace sign on a single thing before Thanksgiving break. I'd swear to it, and I bet most of you never had one on anything before tonight. Why are you lying for him? No one answered. The silence spun out. In it, there grew a sense of power, an unmistakable force we all felt. But who did it belong to? Them or us? There was no way of saying. All these years later, there's still no real way of saying.